All right, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. My name is Lane Winsett. I'm a national consultant with Ambit Energy. Been with the company since October of 2006, so I think I'm going into my, 15 years now. And I'm a Millionaire Club member, a top money earner, and of course, part of the Leadership Council. And I've been very excited to be a part of this company. You know, I've been in the industry about 30 years. Just to give you a little bit of information on myself, I live in the Woodlands, Texas. So I do appreciate each and every one of you calling from around the country and joining us on this call. And one of the things that I want to talk a little bit about tonight is how to become a master prospector. You know, there's a saying, I'd rather be a master prospector than a wizard of speech and have no one to tell my story to. What does that really mean? It means you can have the greatest story, the greatest opportunity, and the greatest income potential that you would like to share, but if you don't have anybody you're talking to, then you're not going to be successful. And so the goal is to really kind of dissect prospecting and find out how you can be very, very successful in either the warm market, which is one of the ways that we gather prospects, or the cold market. So let's start with the warm market. You know, the warm market is probably one of the most important markets, if you will, to get your business started. And the reason being is, and my suggestion would be, you know, we've been to a lot of conferences. Those of you that have been in different conferences across the country, maybe you've been to Ambition or might have been a simulcast, or you've got the little Ambit book that has the spiral cases. If you have a book and you don't have a prospecting book that is specifically designed for prospecting that you can keep and hold and put in your briefcase, your purse, carry it with you, for God's sakes, let's start today. Make a commitment today that you are going to make a prospecting book that will be an ongoing book, and then you can have one book for each year or whatever, but make sure that you start a book, because what we're talking about is a written list for your warm market prospects. Now, there's all different types of philosophies with regards to warm market about how many people, you know, make an incredibly big, large list and that type of thing. And it is an ongoing list, of course, with your warm market. And you know a lot of people, but the difficulty is that when you get started and you're all fired up and you're ready to go, you want to try to get some good quality people within your sphere of influence that are really going to be able to uplift you, that are going to think about, think this maybe the same way you do in your warm market. You don't ever want to prejudge anybody, of course, and that can be a very, very bad thing to do because you never know where people are at in their life. But I will tell you this, when you're making your prospecting list of warm market, you want to talk to your friends, neighbors, relatives, business associates, and everybody you know, all in your sphere of influence. So sit down, take a little time, get a cup of coffee or whatever, and make it an ongoing list. I don't know how many you want to put on your list, but I'd say, you know, if you could get good quality people, if you could make a list of, let's say, 100 people that you have their phone numbers and their names, and you feel pretty confident that you could pick up the phone and call those people, that would be where to start. Now, why do you want to start in your warm market? Because what we want to do is we want to get all of our disappointments out of the way, so to speak, because, you know, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, your business associates, you know, they're not necessarily looking to uplift you, you know, a lot of times, and they can be sometimes the worst critics with regards to your business. So, you know, some will, some won't, so what? It doesn't really matter, but what you want to do is go through your warm market list like Sherman, you know, into Atlanta, and you want to go ahead and try to get as many good quality people out of that list as you possibly can to get your business started. Now, keep in mind that by picking up the phone and calling them, and I wouldn't suggest texting them or emailing them or, you know, look, people buy people, don't they? And, you know, unfortunately with this situation that we have going on where everybody's been kind of captured for quite some time in different markets, a lot of people have not caught up. They're all kind of camped in, and, you know, that reach out, that call, that love call, so to speak, to a friend or a neighbor or a relative, you know, when you do pick up the phone, you know, you're not immediately going to start talking about Ambit Energy. You're going to talk as a friend, as a neighbor, as a business associate, and say, hey, I haven't talked with you in a long time. I just wanted to check in with you and see how you're doing. And then, of course, you know, if you have to write a script, you can kind of jot something down that's comfortable for you. But look, I just kind of go with the flow. You never know where it's going to go. And what I do is I would just say, look, Frank, I haven't talked with you in a while, and me and Debbie ran across something that was, you know, pretty exciting. It's in the energy business. It, you know, with the way the economy is right now, everybody's looking for a different way or an alternative way to make a little extra income. And you know, I thought of you, and I respect your opinion. And here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to, you know, send you a text, and it's got a link to it. It's got a website and a video that I'd like for you to watch. And that short video, if you'll take the time to watch it, it will answer all of your questions. It'll give you a lot of information. Now, what we're talking about is the energy business. We're talking about a company that's one of the largest energy companies in the United States. I've been very fortunate to be a part of that and excited about it. And I really would like to work with you and see if there's something that you might be interested in as well. So why don't we do this? Let me shoot the link to you. You watch the video. I'll follow up with you within 24 hours or so, and then maybe we can schedule a time to go to lunch, maybe Starbucks or whatever might be within your time picture. How does that work, Frank? Okay, so that's basically, you know, the way I handle it. Now, some people want to lean on their upline. Some people don't have an upline. You know, they're maybe taught to, you know, do a three-way in or try to three-way somebody in, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly okay. If you want to lean on your upline and say, hey, I've got a guy that has been in the business for quite some time. He's been extremely successful, because what you're doing is you're borrowing what their credibility in the business and then loaning that credibility basically to you to substantiate the value or the opportunity that you're sharing. But once again, don't spill all your popcorn in the lobby before the picture show. The goal is not to sell them on the phone. You can't stick any dollars through the phone. You know, you want to get belly to belly, eyeball to eyeball. I know sometimes in the past here recently it's been difficult, but now that things have kind of loosened up and people are starting to get out and really get together and be in an environment where they can do that, people sell people. People buy people. They don't buy opportunities. And just please understand that, you know, if a person hasn't bought you hook, line, and sinker, if they don't believe in you and they don't see your leadership capability, and where does that come from? Enthusiasm. Your enthusiasm is basically your bulletproof vest, your Superman cape. It's something that is ability to walk through walls, so to speak, because people pick up enthusiasm. It's kind of an unsaid conversation that goes on between you and the prospect that says, I don't know what this guy's got, but I want a piece of it. And it's that radiating enthusiasm. And how do you become enthusiastic about the business? Well, you have to become knowledgeable about what we're doing, because through knowledge comes belief, comes enthusiasm. Let me repeat that again. Through knowledge comes belief, comes enthusiasm. And so the enthusiasm comes from a Greek word, you know, basically means, hey, God within. It means it gives you the power, the energy, the ability to do superhuman things, you know. And it's that magic dust that you sprinkle on the prospect. And I cannot emphasize that enough. Because, you know, nobody wants to be sponsored by a deadbeat. Nobody wants to be sponsored by a, you know, Debbie Downer. People want to deal with successful people. So when you're talking to people, you want to not be, you know, you don't want to blow it out of proportion, but you do want to have that radiating belief, you know, in product and service and company. And hopefully you're there. Hopefully you've gotten and done enough studying on your own as an independent consultant to where you really believe in this company. And just, you know, let's take, for example, just when people entered the call today, tremendous amount of enthusiasm from people that are excited about ambition and that type of thing. And of course, once they go to a ambition for the first time, they're really blown away, or they go to simulcast or go to a broadcast. In working and squeezing the lemon on your warm market list, go ahead and get all those no's out of the way. I cannot emphasize enough. Now, let's switch gears here to what ultimately everybody ends up in the coal market pond, so to speak, of prospecting. And coal market prospecting is, I would say, the funnest thing that's about our business. Why? Because you get to meet people that you never met before, and those people that you never met before, believe it or not, can sometimes turn into, over the years that you will be in this business or in our industry, they'll be lifelong friends, people you would never have met had you not become a master prospector, a coal market prospector. And when you can master coal market prospecting, here's the way it is. You know, the old saying, teach a man to fish, what? Feed him for life. So I got to swallow a little water there. So basically, you know, you want to teach your people to prospect. You want to have fun. You want to be excited. So what do you do when you're out and about? You first have to have your radar on. I mean, in other words, you have to be a prospecting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You have to be like an AWACS airplane. You know what that is? That's where they can see in all directions as a military aircraft. And everywhere you look, you are looking for, you're scanning, you have this awareness that you start to develop where you are looking for what? A specific type of person. Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about what I call the four personality characteristic traits, not only in warm market prospects that you would prospect, but also in coal market prospects that you would prospect. Number one, numero uno, and I don't want you to take this wrong, I'm going to explain it. The first personality characteristic trait that I look for is somebody who's money motivated. That doesn't mean greed motivated. That doesn't mean, you know, have to have a Bentley and a bunch of, you know, house on the hill and the speedboat, okay, and the Rolex watch and the Nino Cerini suit and the alligator shoes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who's on their knees in their closet praying for somebody to come to them and say, "Dear Lord, please help me make some money. I got to get some extra income. I want to make some extra income." And keep in mind that, look, you don't need a degree in order to be successful in this business. There's no college degree that's required. And then there are also people that have gotten out of prison, for God's sakes, that have records that are, in a lot of cases, sometimes they've been totally rehabilitated. They want to change their life around. Think of the military, okay, of people coming back and things that that inhibit them from maybe getting into the marketplace of trying to reconnect, so to speak. So what I'm trying to say is that our opportunity, whether it be from a young perspective of a young person coming out of high school and joining our company as a career opportunity, or somebody who's been 70 years old. You know, I'm 65 years old. I don't plan on quitting for, you know, at least until I'm 80. My dad just turned 90. So my point is that this is a business that is not prejudiced with regards to anything, race, color, creed, religion. We have all different types of ethnic backgrounds, religions, wonderful people, fabulous people, and one of the common denominators that they have is they want to make some extra money. Now, the second thing I look for is somebody who's goal-directed. Okay, what does that mean? That means they want something out of life. Might be a house, you know, doesn't have to be fancy. You know, want a new car. You know, they're looking for a way to maybe pay for their kids' college education. They might want to pay off some credit cards. They're goal-directed. They have some goals, some specific goals in mind. And it's important that also you sit down with them and talk with them about those goals, because that, through that, is very important. Now, because when you understand what their goals are, then you can share with them how to achieve those goals and what they would have to do to achieve those goals. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. Now, the third personality characteristic trait that I look for is a burning desire to succeed. Okay, they've got the flame. Okay, they got the fire. Okay, these people, you know, have, you know, a burning desire to be able to accomplish something in life. They may not know what the vehicle's going to be in order to accomplish that goal, but they do know that they want to be successful. I know what you're saying in the back of your mind. Well, all this sounds great, Lane, but how do I find these people? Hang on a second. Positive center of influence is number four, okay? The positive center of influence, I said four personality characteristic traits. There's actually five. Positive center of influence, I cannot emphasize enough, especially for you veterans who are coded, who have been in the business a while, or people that are new who want to catapult to the top, the importance of sponsoring people who have a positive sphere of influence. Now, what is that? These are people who know a lot of people. Fire chiefs, pastors, doctors, attorneys, lawyers, CPAs, politicians, sheriffs, police chiefs, I can go on and on, school administrators. I mean, it just, you know, anybody that has football coaches, basketball coaches, anybody that has a big, huge sphere of influence, center of influence with lots of people. Why? Birds of a feather flock together. And when you sponsor somebody like that in your business, okay, your business will explode. It will explode. If you were to focus strictly on sponsoring people and you had the ability to go out there and really focus in on people, and, you know, sometimes you need a little help to bring a tiger in and a tiger down. Well, that's what your upline's for, your sideline that you're working with. But if you get a big fish on the line, we'll help you get it in the boat. The point is that if you find somebody who has a large center of influence, your organization, your code in our business can explode, and it can explode nationally. And if you look back mathematically at the people who have had a tremendous amount of success in this industry and in our business of Ambit, it has been because they've sponsored people who they sponsored who had a big center of influence. So what's the last thing? The glow. Now, this is immeasurable. The glow is just something that people, their God-given God just gave it to them. You know, they just radiate enthusiasm, and they're outgoing, they're expressive, they love people, they float into a room, everybody's attracted to them. They love people, they love events, they like everything that we do about our business is what I call the glow. People are just magically attracted to these people. So money motivated, burning desire to succeed, positive center of influence, and the glow. Now, whenever you can talk to people and visit with them and have the opportunity to be able to sit down with them, you know, you may not get all of these characteristics, but you want to try to identify those characteristics. So, you know, the main thing is look, in prospecting for cold prospects, you have to have what I call an effective approach. Your approach is your casting rod. It's your rod and reel that allows you to be able to cast that reel out there, pop the cork a couple of times, and get the kind of fish that you want to catch. I mean, you know, you go to certain places, use certain bait, and fish in certain places, do you not, to catch certain types of fish. Okay, so, you know, you have to understand that when you, and when you go out for the first time and cast your reel, that is your approach. Hey, let me ask you a question, Frank. Have you ever considered alternative ways of making money? If you were there, you know, at the cafeteria line and you bump into somebody, you have some small talk. You got to have small talk. You got to break the ice, make a friend, find common ground. Okay? I mean, you got to do that. That's first out of the gate. But once you've broke the ice, found common ground, just be a human, you know, you know, then it's okay to pop the question. Hey, you know, you sure look like you might be a successful person. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? They're either going to say yes, no, or maybe. You know, what are you afraid of? The only thing that they can do is reject you in some way, and you're not afraid of rejection. Let me just say this. What if I was to come up with, let's say, $10,000 in $100 bills, and I had it all stacked up in my office there, and I gave you 48 hours to go out and get as many people as you could on 3x5 cards that said, yes, I'd be interested in learning how I could earn an additional income in the energy business. And you got their name, their phone number, and their address. And all you had to do is just bring that 3x5 card back to my office, and I'd give you a Hunsky, okay? A Benjamin. How many Benjamins could you get? How many cards could you go get me? Well, I can guarantee you, if you knew the money was there, you'd be motivated to go out and you'd work your fanny off talking to people. And it really wouldn't matter. You wouldn't spend a lot of time if they burnt your time. In other words, you'd be, you know, hey, do you consider yourself a money motivated person? Have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? And then you want to use the old, if I could, would you? More products and services have been sold through that than any other selling technique. If I could show you a way that you could own and operate your own profitable business in the energy business, and your total investment would be around $100, would you be interested in learning a little bit more about our company? Yes or no? Okay. And so, yes, of course, if you did, well, then let me do this. Let's exchange numbers. Let me get you in my phone. You know, that's the way we do it now. Let me send you a text. That text is connected to a what? A video. And the video is then, I'd like for you to watch the video. And then, of course, within the next 24 or 48 hours, I'd like for you to get back together with me. And let's sit down at Starbucks and really spend some quality time. Learn to be a word merchant. Quality time. Let's spend some quality time together and find out whether or not this is something that might be of interest to you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about cost of entry with our company. You know, when we first started with Ambit Energy way back when in 2006 and for quite a long time, you know, it used to cost hundreds of dollars to get involved in this opportunity. Hundreds. Hundreds of dollars to sponsor somebody in the business to get some customers, to start them in the business. Hundreds of dollars. Now what does it cost? Next to nothing. You know, between the website and the initial entry fee, you know, what, $130 if you just round everything off? I mean, the point is that, you know, there are not a lot of opportunities where you can go out and earn a tremendous amount of potential income and your total investment is around $130. I mean, show me another one, okay? Show me another one where, I mean, what is the object of being in business? Is it to make a dollar or to make a profit, okay? So, you know, once you've made a profit over and above your initial investment, then what have you done? You have a successful business automatically. So all of y'all that are out there that have worked the system and been able to bring in some good quality people and gathered the customers necessary in order to release code and bonuses. Here's the thing. You already own a successful business because you've already earned your initial investment back, which is, now, no, you don't ever want to guarantee anybody's investment back. I mean, we don't want to do that. We don't want to get into any income claims. That's important. I mean, it's not about, you know, making a gazillion dollars yes, we have millionaires. Yes, we have people that have made millions in our business. But you can point to those people and you can show them analytically through our websites and through other validated sources where and how that happened. And you can feel proud that our company is abiding by all those types of industry standards in order to make sure that we have the goose that laid the golden egg is safe. So when you become a master prospector, it's an attitude. You have to cop an attitude. You have to say to yourself an affirmation, I am a master prospector. I see prospects everywhere. I mean, that should be when you get up in the morning, you should say that over and throughout the day. I am a master prospector. I see prospects everywhere. Why? Because there's no other activity that you can be involved in, really, other than customer acquisition, that is more important than what? Prospecting. Because the worst case scenario is you might get somebody who, well, no, they're not interested in the opportunity, but they might be a what? Customer. Okay? So my point is that you have to also document. If you don't document, you know, you've got to be able to look back and touch and feel. You know, everything's digital now. You know, everybody, I had one person say one time, oh, we don't use 3x5 cards anymore. They don't work. Oh, you know, this is a new age. Well, fine and dandy. They've been used for many, many years in sales. I have no problem using a 3x5 card. You know why? Because I can touch it. I can feel it. I can pour coffee over it, spill blood over it. I can ruffle the edges. I can get used to something. I can make notes on it. Or your book, your prospecting book. Either one. I like cards. You might like your book. My point is you got to have some system that you're documenting your prospects both warm and cold in, okay? And in doing so, what it's going to allow you to do, it's going to allow you to understand that this is a simple, easy, duplicable business that once you learn an effective approach, if I could show you a way that you might be able to earn a little extra money in the energy business, would that be pretty exciting, yes or no? Hey, you look like a successful person. Have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? That's you casting your rod out with the cork landing exactly next to the bank and popping it a couple of times. Now, what's going to happen? The first time you ever go fishing or you take your kids fishing or grandkids fishing, you get backlash, don't you? Huh? They cast out. They're not used to fishing. You get backlash. You spend half a day getting the backlash undone. And you say, boy, if this is fishing, I don't know if I want too much of this. But look, the more you practice it through space repetition, internalization of information, hearing, seeing, doing over and over and over and over and over again, it becomes a reflex of thought, like a baseball batter hitting a home run or a basketball being made a score. You know, in other words, it no longer is the mind part of it. It's a reflex of thought from your subconscious mind. When you can deliver the approach is your 357 Magnum, you know, that you're hanging on the side of your Western gunfight belt, okay, that you pull out or your rod that you cast, better analogy, and understand that it's not always going to be simple until you get it down. And if you start to stumble and you mumble and you fall all over yourself the first 25, 35 times that you do it, that's okay. That's okay. You just have to keep after it and become very diligent. But if you don't do it, you know, you're going to have prospects everywhere. And they are everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, there are prospects. Everywhere. You just have to reach out to them and break the ice, make a friend, find common ground, find something, talk about their shoes, talk about their purse, talk about their hat, talk about, the weather, talk about anything, break the ice. And then from there, once you've done that, then ask them a simple question. Hey, you know what? Just look at them straight in the eyes, eye to eye kind of, you know what? You sure seem like you might be a successful person. Let me ask you a question. Do you consider yourself a money-motivated person? Have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? Because I'd sure like to have you in my business. Ha, 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 ha. It's not a joke. It's the truth. And they're going to say, well, what are you talking about? Or if they come back and they're old fuddy-duddy, well, then just blow them off. You don't want them in their business anyway. They don't have the glow. You want the people with the glow, remember? You want the people that are going to go out there and do something for you. And turn over some rocks and make some things happen, and that you can have a relationship and have fun with. Find people that are fun people, that are exciting people. They're out there. You got to go out there and get them. And you know, hey, once you go out walking, whether it be a park or whether it be a sporting event or whether it be a cafeteria line or whether it be church or a civic organization or I don't care. Where it's at, there's more prospects than you will ever have once you have your approach down and you get to where every day you set some really bite-sized munchkin goals in order to gather the numbers of prospects that you have. Look, I mean, if you just got 5 quality prospects a day, that's 5 a week, 25 documented leads a week. That's 100 leads per month. That's 100 people you would have to work in your business. How many times have you ever heard people say, I don't know nobody? That's horse manure. That's horse manure. What they don't know how to do is cast their rod. They don't have an approach. And or they're not fired up and motivated about their own personal goals, dreams, and aspirations. And that's what I'm going to end on tonight. And I do appreciate you putting up with me and let me share these things with you, because I know sometimes I'm a little blunt, direct, and to the point, but I want you to be successful. I want you to reach the highest plane of success that you ever can. I want you to be up there in the top income earners of our company, and I want you to change a lot of lives. And, you know, over 50 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Paul J. Meyer, who founded Success Motivation Institute, wrote what he called his personal success plan. His personal success plan. Now, he's passed on, God bless his soul, but he was a wonderful man, and he was very, very, he was one of the first guys to ever really coin the phrase goal setting. He went around door to door with a record phonograph player selling motivational, not tapes, not books, but records, okay? That's how far this guy goes back. Norman Vincent Peale, W. Clement Stone, all of these cats, they all hung out, they all know each other. But Paul wrote his personal success plan, which has been memorialized and I believe is very apropos for tonight's call. Number one, he says, crystallize your thinking. Determine what specific goal you want to achieve and then dedicate yourself to its attainment with an unswerving singleness of purpose, the trenchant zeal of a crusader. Now, what does that mean? That means, buddy, you don't give up, okay? You have to determine a specific goal that you want to achieve, written and specific, and then you have to dedicate yourself to its attainment. So, you know, it's just like, you know, the light bulb, for God's sakes, and Henry Ford, for God's sakes, and a lot of other entrepreneurs, for God's sakes, that went surpassing where normal people would have stopped, okay? So if you want to be successful in this business or at anything, you have to crystallize your thinking. And what that means is you have to visualize and bring into fruition in your conscious and subconscious mind what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And I know a lot of you have dream boards that you use, and that's a very good analogy of what an example of what we're talking about here in number one. Number two, develop a plan for achieving your goal and a deadline for its attainment. In other words, plan your progress carefully, hour by hour, day by day, month by month. Organized activity and maintained enthusiasm are the wellsprings of your power. Now, what does Paul mean by that? Develop a plan for achieving your goal. Well, men don't plan to fail, they fail to plan, right? So, you know, you got to lay it out on paper. You got to put something together to say, okay, I'm going to get so many people that I plan on, put your box together with a filing cabinet and get so many files and say, I'm going to sponsor, three people, two, five people a month or whatever, and go ahead and, print out the IR application and put a tab at the top there. And every time you sponsor somebody in the business, even though it's the old-timey way, fill out the form, stick the file in there, and make a file, a file on your new frontline recruits, okay? And set a goal and say, okay, this is month here. I'm going to do three, and then maybe you're going to eventually get up to where you might have five that you're going to recruit. And then, of course, when you go west in this business, once you go west, okay, and you start to learn after you're qualified and you start to move through the different coding programs, you have to understand that when you go west, that means when you put width in your organization, you leave a trail behind, okay, of oil wells, little mini oil wells that are left there behind, okay? And those oil wells go down to infinity, okay? And it only takes one person with a center of influence falling in what would be, let's say, your executive code that could absolutely revolutionize and change your financial future forever. One person, okay? So plan your progress carefully, hour by hour, day by day, month by month. Organized activity and maintained enthusiasm are the wellsprings of your power. And what he means by that is you've got to be fired up about your goals. I mean, you've got to own them, and you got to be fired up about them. So number three, develop a sincere desire for the things you want in life. Develop a sincere desire for the things you want in life. A burning desire is the greatest motivator of every human action. A burning desire is the greatest motivator of every human action. The desire for success implants success consciousness, which in turn creates a vigorous and ever-increasing habit of success. So in other words, when you develop your subconscious mind through spaced repetition and you start to internalize that information in your subconscious mind, then it's going to allow you to be able to bring it to fruition to where it doesn't really have to be it's not difficult for you anymore. In other words, it becomes a habit of success. In other words, once you've achieved success once, it's much easier to do it over and over and over again because you've already accomplished it once. You know you have accomplished it once. You've been down that trail, and so success becomes easier and easier and easier. Number four, develop a supreme confidence in yourself and your own abilities. In other words, you gotta pump yourself up. You gotta be fired up and really look in the mirror and say, okay, I can do this. And it doesn't matter, education doesn't matter, I don't care. There's a lot of highly educated people with sheepskins on the wall that are unemployed, okay? So you can take the diploma wherever you want to take it, okay? That has no bearing. If you look at most entrepreneurs and multimillionaires and billionaires, a lot of them never graduated out of high school. They dropped out, okay? And why? Because they had a vision of what they wanted to do, and they developed a supreme confidence in their own ability. So enter every activity without giving mental recognition to the possibility of defeat. So in other words, you're burning your bridges. You're burning all the ships, burning all the bridges. You know, you're going into ambient energy and you're hook, line, and sinker. You are committed. Why am I here for the 15 years? And why have people come and gone and come and gone? I was in another company for almost 17 years where people came and gone, came and gone. I've been in two network marketing companies that are both service-related, XL Telecommunications, which I started as one of the founding consultants and national trainers and first presidential director with that company. And then here I am today as a founding national consultant with Ambit Energy. And why am I still here? Because if we just keep drilling and keep drilling and keep drilling, we're going to hit a success. We're writing a story. We're writing a future. We're writing history right now. And all of the people that will be looking back that left and took people with them and they all got all off the track, they're going to look back and they're going to wish that they had not made that decision. I feel for them. Because once you start something, if you'll just stick with it, okay? Concentrate on your strengths instead of your weaknesses, on your power instead of your problems. So we all got problems now. We know what they are. I'm not going to get bogged down in that. Everybody's got different things that they're dealing with. And these are monumental problems. And these are almost unbelievable mentally that we're all having to deal with. So we just have to stay in prayer. And we have to stay focused on what we can do each and every day a little bit. Be like the, you know, oops, there goes another rubber tree plant, right? Chop the forest down one tree at a time, okay? Every day you get up, chop a tree down. Number 5, develop a dogged determination to follow through on your plan regardless of obstacles, criticisms, or circumstances, or what other people say, think, or do. Let me read that one more time. Develop a dogged determination to follow through on your plan, regardless of obstacles, criticisms, circumstances, or what other people say, think, or do. Now, what does that mean? That means that everybody in your friends, neighbors, relatives, business associates has a Babe Ruth baseball bat that is ready to beat you over the head, to beat you back into the box of mediocrity that they are comfortable with you in. And if you take that and you let them beat you out of it, oh, well, yeah, that's another MLM deal. Or what about the last deal you were in? You know, then what's going to happen is ultimately you're not going to be successful because you're going to crawl back into the little box. And you know what? That little box of mediocrity, nothing ever happens there. It's a bad place to be in. But once you step outside the box of mediocrity, boy, look out. You're going to start getting whack-a-mole, okay? And you got to be able to withstand the whack-a-moling, and you got to be able to look at people in the eye and say, I'm going that away, okay? And I'll be seeing you at the top. I'm going this away. This is what I'm doing. I'm focused like a laser beam. And you talk back to them in a nice way and give them an affirmation. Say, look, this is something I've elected to do. I'm going that away, and don't let anybody take that dream away from you. So construct your determination with sustained effort, controlled attention, and concentrated energy. Opportunities never come to those who wait. They are captured by those who dare to attack. Opportunities never come to those who wait. They're captured by those who dare to attack. So here we are. Going into Ambition 2021, some are going to be at home watching. Some are going to be up at the national convention there in Dallas in attendance. We want to pray for everybody that they have a safe trip and that this turns out to be one of the most successful events for our company, that God will put his hands on our company and bless our company and bless the people, bless the leadership, bless the corporate, and that we will prevail. We will come out. And we will leave that convention and we will change more lives and help more people through $100 deal. Think about it. $100 deal. How is this opportunity not available or accessible for people that you know? It's not the money, you know, it's not the money objection. which is the number one objection in any selling situation is, oh, well, I would, but I just don't have the money. It's not the $100, for God's sakes. You know what separates you and sponsoring somebody in the business? Your enthusiasm and ability to transmit your belief of where you're headed, who you are, where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what the end result is. So anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed tonight's call. I hope that I've given you a little bit of goodies to be able to be successful as you continue to move forward in your career with Ambit Energy. My name is Lane Winsett. I'm a national consultant, Millionaire Club member, top money earner, and very proud to be associated with this team, with the company, and I do thank all of you for joining me on the call tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open the call up and unmute it, and if you can say your serenadas, let us know how excited and fired up you are, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you soon. God bless you all, and have a wonderful evening.